Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
All her sins are forgiven, and that is why she has shown great love. Luke 7, verse 47. One day, Jesus was eating at the home of a Pharisee when a prostitute came in. The woman kissed his feet and poured perfume on them. The Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw this and said to himself, "If this man really were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman is touching him." But Simon the Pharisee got it wrong. It wasn't that Jesus didn't know, it's that he didn't care. That day, he forgave her sin and sent her on her way, redeemed, restored, and redirected. This story confirms what we already know. Jesus came to save sinners on the street and hypocrites in the church. No one is beyond the reach of his grace. And with that in mind, think this way. 1. Never forget what God saved you from. Know what Jesus told Simon the Pharisee. Anyone who has been forgiven for only a little will show only a little love. Remembering the sins of his past, David wrote, "He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God, many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord." That's Psalm 40 verses 2 and 3. And 2, remember that Jesus isn't looking at your past, but at your future. The crowd saw this woman as a weed, but Jesus saw her as a rose and he watered it. The bottom line is, if you need forgiveness today, come to Jesus. And if you've been forgiven, pour out your heart to him in praise.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.